Grant, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Now, I know you're a huge golfer, so you're following this story. So that they came out afterwards, and they kind of broke down what the injuries were for Woods. He had an open fracture of his I think it's his fibula on one leg, and then he had multiple fractures in his left foot and ankle on his left side. But he also underwent, I'm not even sure if I can pronounce this properly, like a fascia tommy or something like that. Well, first of all, what's that?
Pretty good. It's a fasciotomy. And so essentially what happened, now my understanding, it was all on the right side, Jason. So he had a tib-fib fracture on multiple spots on the same leg. So an open comminuted fracture, which means that it was shattered and broken in multiple places and open and exposed to the air and the environment, which is, we can chat about that kind of on the side. And then he also fractured his foot and had multiple screws and pins in the foot as well. So now going to the fasciotomy, what happens is inside of your shin, you've heard of things like basically compartment syndrome. And what that is the fascia encloses multiple compartments in our shin bone. It holds things where they're supposed to be. Now, what happens as a result of massive amount of swelling that he would have had from a high energy impact, that swelling's got nowhere to go. And unfortunately, as a result, the compression from that swelling can damage nerves, vessels, it can damage muscle, it can lead to all kinds of problems. And so what they did is they essentially cut the fascia to allow space for that blood and swelling to go. It allows freedom of from the pressure, essentially, that would have caused all kinds of problems for him.
So now, how serious is that then? This guy's playing professional golf.
Yeah.
Will he be able to recover? Like, will that hinder him at all, do you think, from being a golfer?
Yeah, absolutely, it will. So on top of the fact that he has the fracture, it's open to the air, and there's risk there, because the risk with that is that there's a risk of infection. And what can happen with an infection, you can get something called osteomyelitis, which is an infection that grows within the bone. That in itself, he's not out of the woods yet. Pardon, and I don't mean to make a pun there. He literally has a little bit of, there's risk. He's on high levels of antibiotics to try to prevent that, obviously, from happening. But what others aren't talking about, and the thing I'm finding really interesting, is that he had this massive injury, but it's on top of a lot of other injuries. He just recently, within a month, had back surgery. And so you can imagine going through an accident like that, even had he not broken anything. We see patients with massive amounts of soft tissue injuries from rollover collisions. That's to the neck, back, arms, shoulders, the rest of his body as well. His left knee's gone under 5 different surgeries, and there's no way that his left knee wasn't impacted by an injury like that that shattered his right leg. So there's a lot of other things that are at play here. He's had disc issues with his neck as well, with radiculopathy, numbness down his arm. If many people will remember, he's even withdrawn from tournaments as a result of that. So the answer to your question is it's highly improbable, but that being said, an athlete of his, with his motivation, his stamina, his physique, and everything that he's got going for him, I guess I'd give low probability, but I can't say it can't happen, as we've all seen our own amazing athlete here overcome a major injury as well. Now, this is a little bit different, quite a bit different, nonetheless. You can't count somebody out, I guess, in this world these days, especially with the technology, training, and everything he'd have at his disposal. But, I mean, from my perspective, I think the most important thing, he's still going to play a major role in golf. It just might not be from the golf course.
Now, you had mentioned, on his on the one leg, like his tip fibula, the open fracture. Now, what's an open fracture? Pardon my ignorance. What's that?
No, that's okay. So the open is what we used to, or many people would know, as a compound fracture. So open means it's exposed to the environment. So it went through his skin. So when they showed up, I don't mean to gross people out, but when they would have seen this, that fracture, his bones would have been exposed to the air and the environment. And so his clothing would have come in contact, anything, any debris in the car, anything while they were moving him, that's where the risk of fracture comes around, because the bone is now exposed, and the open part of the bone, the fracture, is exposed to the environment. And with that, there's a lot of risk of infection.
Okay. All right. I didn't understand. I didn't know that. So,
yeah.
You, and I know you've worked with lots of guys who have had those type of injuries. Let's say he didn't have the other injuries prior to this with the back and everything. Would that be something that you could, I'm not going to say easy, but it's pretty common to come back from for a professional athlete?
Yeah. So it's his right leg. And the risk here is the fracture in the mid portion of his leg. It's not around a joint. However, in his foot and the number of pins and screws he's got in his foot, and then the impact of being non-weight bearing and all of the things that can happen with disuse around the knee joint and the ankle joint and the joints of the foot, that's really where the recovery is going to take place. Bones mend really well, and they used what's called an intramedullary rod to fixate his tibia and fibula. Well, his tibia. So essentially the rod travels down this canal in the middle of your bone. That canal carries blood to provide oxygen to the bone and all the nutrients that the bone needs. And they put a rod down there in order to fixate it. So saying that the bone is going to mend well, and it should, because he's got experts working on that, it comes down to how the joint functions. So how is his knee going to function? How is his ankle going to function? And as a golfer, those are two of the most important things that he's got, especially on his right leg. That's where a lot of his power comes from. And as anybody who golfs, we know that right foot is what we push off and power our pivot through. And so I would say if that was his only injury with a lot of care and a full, 16 to 18 months of rehab, he could make a comeback. He certainly could golf again. At what level? I don't know. That's up to the golfer, obviously. And Tiger, you can't count him out. I just think that putting everything together is where I'm having a real tough time, plus age, Jason. He doesn't have youth on his side. And we know that when we're young, we can recover a lot better and a lot quicker. And unfortunately, as we age, even Tiger Woods can't fight time.
So what would be a normal recovery time from all of these injuries?
Yeah, for this type of a catastrophic high-impact injury, you're looking at nothing shy of a year, probably 12 to 18 months in that kind of a window. He'll be non-weight-bearing for some time, be non-weight-bearing for 6 to 8 weeks at least, and then from there it depends on his ability to recover those joints and get them moving. But even from his back surgery, his fusion that he had, it was a full year, and that was, I'm not going to say straightforward, because spinal fusions aren't straightforward, and being a golfer, you can imagine the amount of stress through the spine, but there's a lot of stress that's going to be applied to that foot and ankle, and he's going to need to get that strength back, and it's going to take a lot of time.
So obviously he's not going to be golfing in 2021, safe to say.
Nope.
And even Masters in 2022, that would just be like, that'd be 14 months. So that would seem maybe on like the best case scenario. So it might have seen, hopefully not, but for diehard golfers, might be the last time that we've seen Woods, play at the elite level that he was playing at.
Yeah. And again, I think some of the players I've been paying attention to, I think some of them have made very, a great comment, actually. We just have to be thankful that he's still around, having gone through such a traumatic accident. And if you look at the pictures, it's hard to believe somebody actually, you can't say walked away, but got out of that accident alive. And I mean, from my perspective, I certainly can appreciate having his insight in the game of golf. And if we do get that opportunity to see him play again, I think we should just take every moment and enjoy it, because it'll be something to talk about, that's for sure. But I was proud and very happy and lucky to get a chance to see him make his comeback at the Masters. And that in itself, if you can imagine what he came back from with his back injuries and everything else he's undergone over the years, that was pretty amazing. And that's where that little part of me that says science is saying one thing, but you can't count out human spirit. And he certainly got that. So I'm hoping for the best.
Grant, great stuff, man. I appreciate the rundown. Thanks for that. Have a great weekend.
You betcha, Jason. Thanks for, and hopefully your listener has got a little insight as to what kind of recovery he's going to go through. I know we'll all be watching with.
It's fascinating to see just maybe how long it'll take and if he can even come back, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be cheering for him.